my program. She's a terrifically interesting lady, and she is an intuitive healer who healed herself from quite a serious skin complaint called lupus, and she did it by the power of mind and the divine. In consequence, she now teaches how to heal your lives. She found out that getting angry hurts ourselves, and she wants people to take responsibility for themselves, and that is every thought and emotion. She teaches why forgiveness is one of the powerful healing tools of all, and she has also found out that many people are trapped by the past. She's got a number of other qualifications, which I won't read out at this stage, but she does have a book called 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body and Soul. So without further ado, we'll just check and make sure Michelle is there. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much, Mike. Thank you. And hello, listeners.
Thank you. Now, are you hearing me okay? Is everything all right at your end?
Yes, yes. How about you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yes. As long as you keep to that level, we'll be fine. Now, the place to start is obviously for you at the beginning. And I gather that everything that sort of turned your life towards what you're doing now has some bearing on what happened to you in 1999. Would you like to tell our listeners the story around what happened? And you may perhaps move on to the second time you overcame adversity in 2005. So I'll leave you with it so that you can tell us your story.
Okay, thank you very much, and it's really a pleasure to serve everybody, because this is why I'm here. Well, what happened was 8.5 years ago, while pregnant with my second child, I was diagnosed with lupus. And lupus is an autoimmune disease where instead of defending the organs, the immune system starts attacking the organs. Now, I don't know all this scientific details, but what happened is that my immune system started to attack my body and started to attack my brain. So therefore, as a result, I started to have the first thing that happened was I started to have a rash on my face. And my doctor, being curious, had some blood tests done, and she said, "You have lupus." You know, can you imagine, while I'm pregnant, I'm being told, I had no idea up to that time what lupus is. So cutting short, I went through my pregnancy with fear and checkups all the time, but after I gave birth, I started to have more and more symptoms, such as headaches, dizziness, cognitive impairment, chest pain, chronic fatigue, arthritis pain, head to toe, weakness in the body, weakness in my hands and legs, and I was really halfway paralyzed, Mike. You know, I was basically halfway paralyzed. So I was on many medications, and while praying day and night to God, divine, you know, all that there is, please help me, please, I don't want to be paralyzed. You know, I have two kids. I want to be a good mother. I want to be a vibrant mother. I want to be a present mother. You know, help me learn whatever lesson that I need to learn in order to be healed. So this was my prayer, day in and day out. You know, I got to a point where when I would see people that I already knew, I couldn't remember their faces or their names. That's how bad it got.
Gosh,
the memory loss. So after a period of time, actually, I was directed to work with a healer on mind, body, and soul connection. Now, up to that time, I had no clue what that meant, you know? I really had no clue what that meant. And where I was coming from, Mike, is I will do anything to be healed. I'll do anything, right? I'm going to get out of the way and do anything. Like my ego and what I, you know, what I want, no more. Whatever I have to do to be healed, I will do. So while working with a healer, you know, I awakened to self-love. Self-love. Now, what is that? I had no clue. I was like, isn't that selfishness? No, that's loving yourself. And no one in my life, not the school, not my family, not society, had ever taught me what self-love was. So all along I had been bashing myself, right? All these years with anger and resentment and sadness and guilt and just holding on and being oversensitive. So what happened to me is I believe it turned into a disease, you know?
Yeah.
So while working, then I realized that how much I was holding on to the past. And so I started to release. Forgiveness is what I worked with also. Forgiveness helped me release the past, helped me release any attachments that I had to fear also, you know, to worries, to doubts about myself. I forgive myself for being so worried all the time, so fearful of this and that. And I forgive myself for being so harsh on myself, for being so judgmental on myself, for criticizing myself, right? All of that. And I started to forgive other people that I believed had hurt me. Therefore, I started to take responsibility for my own thoughts, for my own actions, for my own beliefs, for my own way of behaving. You know, not that I was bad or anything, but I didn't know any better. You know?
We believe that, yes.
Yes, so during this healing process, I had a mystical experience while I was wide awake. One day, I saw two tunnels of light, and lo and behold, I'm like, what is this? You know, I kept rubbing my eyes. I'm like, no, I see two tunnels of light. And then while I was sitting in a chair, I heard a voice in my ear say, this is the God within you. You're being healed. All of your cells are being renewed and rejuvenated. Okay?
Yeah,
and I was
like,
God within, what is that? You know, and this voice started talking to me. I'm going to be guiding you. You're going to find out your life purpose. You're going to be fine. And so, therefore, I'm not saying that, boom, the light healed me. Let it be clear. I worked on myself on the deepest level of my being to let go, to accept, to take responsibility, to change my lifestyle, to forgive, you know, becoming really, really aware. Also, I did some inner child work and past life regressions.
Yes.
So through all of that, I was healed and I found my purpose.
Well, that's a wonderful story.
Yes, I'm sorry if I was talking too much. I get very passionate. Warning!
Yeah. In finding the God within yourself, presumably you can help other people to find their God. Is that part of your sort of healing procedure?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yes. I was saying that in finding the God within yourself, do you then in turn, as part of your healing instructions, help people to find the God within them?
Absolutely. Another name, their true self, their true nature, their spirit.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to give all these names out because not everybody can connect to the God within, as I did when I had no idea what that meant.
Yes.
So definitely, I really believe from my heart and my soul that when we truly find our true selves, connect there, we feel the wholeness within, you know, and that we're not alone and that inner guidance can always, that intuition can always help us, support us, guide us in life. And also healing can take place, definitely, healing, the power within to heal.
Yes. You use your intuition and universal guidance to assist other people through the healing process. What is the universal guidance part of this that you can help people with? I mean, I can understand intuition, but what is the universal guidance? Is that divine guidance?
Yes, exactly, divine guidance. So how it works for me is that I surrender myself to the divine.
Yes.
Really intentionally and from my heart and soul, wanting to be a clear channel, getting out of the way, you know, because I really don't know what's best for that client, for that person that has come my way for me to be of service. I have no clue, as Michelle. You know, I can guess. But the divine, to me, knows it all, what is best for that person at that time. So what I do is I surrender, and I get guidance from the divine on how to support the person that is in my, you know, that has come my way for service, for me to give service.
So when you finished teaching people how to become a self-healer, to heal oneself, you then feel that they have sufficient knowledge to help others. It's that thorough.
Well, let me tell you that there are people that really want support, that want guidance on how to heal themselves, therefore healing others. But then there's also people that talk it, but they don't really, they're not being it or practicing it. I just want to be clear. The person has to really want to be healed.
Yeah.
From their gut, you know what I mean? Really, not yes, but I just want to do it my way. Oh yes, I don't like what you're telling me. You know, if you want to be healed, you do everything in your power to be healed, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, on all levels.
Have you found that a lot of the problems that people have is in fact based in some emotional problem rather than a physical problem, which may in fact be the result of it?
Yes. In my experience, yes. Because, you know, we hold on to so much that we don't really deal with. From my own experience and from the people that I support in healing on all levels, we don't address our anger. You know, we don't address our sadness. We just suppress our resentment, our bitterness, our years, you just suppress, and not take responsibility. And now, like, for example, there's the energy of anger, okay? Anger is an energy. It comes up, let us deal with it. I'm not saying go lash out on someone else. That's not what I mean when I say deal with it. When it comes up, feel it, right? Feel the anger. What is it saying? Where is it in your body you're feeling it? And I believe if we feel it and take responsibility and get our learning done.
Yes, right. Now, I've already mentioned one of your firm beliefs here, that forgiveness is one of the powerful healing tools of all. Now, does that start with forgiving self and then other people?
For me, it's always starting within, Mike, and the listeners. For me, it always starts, I take responsibility for myself. I forgive myself.
Yes.
And then I can forgive others and ask others for forgiveness. So for me, it's like a triangle. Forgiving myself, forgiving others, and asking others for forgiveness. And this truly is such a relief, because what we're holding on doesn't allow us to live in the present moment with what is. You know, the beauty of life, the love for life, everything that is created for us, it just doesn't allow us. You know, when we're holding on.
Yes. So, you're talking of people having the God within, which you have also expressed, as other people call it, the inner voice or the higher self or the spirit of the universe. So, presumably, what you're doing is encouraging people to put themselves in a suitable state of mind so that they can actually listen to that inner voice. I mean, is it something you can teach people to do?
Yes, I can teach. You know, I can teach. And I do teach. But the thing is, I'm with people, basically, if they come to me on a personal level, it's an hour and a half, okay, per session.
Yeah.
But the other times, that person is with themselves. I'm not with them, right? So they need to take responsibility and take that time out to be still, you know, to be with themselves, to observe what's going on around them, to know themselves, you know, instead of looking out all the time, paying attention outside all the time, look inside, see what's happening with you. So that's what happens. And really, it's the most amazing experience when a person really starts to look inside. It's fullness, completion, for me, you know, my experience.
Right. Now, you share your gifts also through guided meditations, and I'm a firm believer that they do a terrific lot of good for you, calming the mind, the body, etc. So tell us where meditations come into your teachings.
Yes. Meditation is a big part of my life. It's such a big part of my life that it's like, it's not like once a day. For me, it's several times a day. And meditation, there's so many different meditations, right? So many different ways. For me, meditation, you know, I have the guided meditations. These are guided meditations with music on the background that I surrendered and I channel them through. And people have told me that they actually, you know, they feel so calm, they fall asleep, or they feel the vibrations within them. But there's also meditation where you're just being with what is. No struggle, right? Just sitting and just being, bringing ourselves to the present moment. What is it? You know, there's a cup, there's a flower, there's a chair. For me, this is meditation, you know? And
yes.
It's just allowing ourselves, again, to just be with what is. No struggle. You don't have to go anywhere, do anything. It's paying attention to our being.
It's, yes.
Right, yeah, so much. I'm very passionate
right.
about this.
I can see, looking at a brief write-up of your high points in your life, that having established this power, if you like, of self-healing and then going on to help other people, you seem to have been put to the test again to see, I suppose, if you could use it in adverse circumstances. So tell us what happened after you were struck by a van while crossing the road, because apparently you suffered quite severe injuries.
Yes, isn't that lovely? Like as if the lupus wasn't enough.
They say you plan your life.
Really, I was, you know, when I probably made that agreement in between lifetimes, which, you know, this is what I get from my consciousness. I didn't read this in any book. That I probably thought that I'm very courageous here, huh? Oh, I think
absolutely.
I'll give myself a disease and a near-death accident.
Yeah, yeah.
And a divorce while we're at it. So this was actually the accident happened while I was in the middle of a divorce. So not feeling very good about myself or life, struggling, you know, being a single mom of two. So I went out for a walk to get some fresh air. And while crossing the street, which was my right of way, an SUV turned and struck me. And I do remember, I mean, I've worked on this to clear, and I'm clear with it, but it's just a remembering of what happened, is that when that car smashed into me, I just remember death, okay? Mm. I just remember the energy of death, bam! And I just struck, I rolled on the floor, and the first thing I remember was I just continually screamed, like really... Mm. You know, whacked out, God help me, God help me. And interesting enough, someone in the car heard God help me and just ran out to help me. And what had happened was that, you know, I had an open wound on my abdomen and bruises everywhere, concussion, but God, thank you, God, no broken bones. I was hospitalized. But then again, I worked with the power within the universal, the angels, and... I got a lot of learnings through my experience. What I remember is that before I went for a walk, I said, I'm so tired of this life, you know? I said, I'm so tired of this life. And, wow, look what happened, right? Say, I'm tired of this life, and whammo, here. And then from then I said, you know what? Yes to life every day. Yes to life. I get it. I get it. So.
Yes. You mentioned that when you were recovering from that accident, your medical staff were amazed when you started to walk short distances unaided. I mean, how good were you at bringing the healing into place quicker than, say, being orthodox treatment?
Yes. Well, the one thing is that I'm highly sensitive to medicine. I do not take medicine. The last time was basically when I was sick with lupus. Now I just... And I'm not saying this, please, anyone out there. I'm not saying that you should stop taking medications. Please. This is just me. So when they were, you know, they were giving me pain medicine through the IV, and I started to react, and they just wouldn't, the doctors, the nurses, I see them as vessels for God as well, you know, because if they weren't there, God knows what would happen to me. They're the ones that were taking care of me on a very critical moment. But I intuitively knew that my symptoms, worsening, headaches, nausea, it wasn't just from the accident, it was from the pain medication. So I told them, no more medicine, just cut the medicine, I don't want it. And just really anchoring into that power and realizing, wow, I'm going to use this power. And now, people will say, what is she talking about, power within? Give us examples. It's like I'm intuitively hearing people. Okay, it's asking God to heal me, asking God to heal my wound, asking God to give me God, divine source, whatever. Give me peace, peace. Give me peace and calmness into every cell, every muscle in my being. And I would truly feel it because I ask and I surrender, you know? Yeah. And the thing was that I was kind of stubborn, I guess. I just said to myself, there's no way that I'm going to stay in the hospital. I'm not going to get any sleep. I'm going to be, you know, giving medication over and over again, and I'm going to feel weaker here, and that's just me. So what I did is I continuously, while I was strapped down, while they were taking tests, I continuously asked for help. Now, the guidance came to me as things such as, paint yourself with the color blue, paint yourself with the color green, and I immediately, for example, felt peace. Or start visualizing yourself healing. So I immediately started visualizing myself. I couldn't walk, okay, because especially my right leg stopped working. I immediately, like this is a few hours after, I immediately started imagining myself walking, dancing, doing the things that I love, and totally determined that I'm going to be out of here in 24 hours.
Yeah.
And my determination and my stubbornness, I don't know if it's stubbornness or not. Really paying attention and surrendering, listening, feeling. I'm highly auditory. Everybody's not auditory. Some people are more visual, more feeling-y. Okay, see which one it works and ask the divine, ask your angels to help me. I'm believing when say ask and you shall receive, it does happen.
Yes. So you're not actually very popular amongst the medical profession then?
Me? No, God bless them. I thank them over and over and over. I thank them.
Yeah.
I thank them. Because they're beautiful. I see them as vessels for God. Everything has its own place. Every modality has its own place.
Right. Now, when you mentioned that you work through angels, is that something that happens frequently to you? I mean, are you aware of their presence or do you often see them?
Yes. And
what does that mean? Yes, you see them or what?
Listen, before I had my awakening, I had no clue. I mean, I knew they're angels. Okay, is that a fairy tale? I read books as a child, you know? But once I had my awakening to this voice, I started to have all these experiences with angels and masters and trees. You know, as soon as I would, like, look at one and really attune to it, I started to have dialogues with it, with animals. This is what happened to me when I say I had an awakening. It's not just to the voice within me. It's to creation itself. It's to everything that there is. And, yes, I started to see them. Now, how did I see them? Through my perception, right? Because it's all perception. I started to see them as silhouettes or silhouettes with wings. But I mostly started to feel them, and after I felt them, I would ask, who are you? What are you? You know? Oh, I'm your angel. Oh, okay, thanks. You know, are you here to give me a message? You know, it's so much to talk about, Mike, believe me.
Yeah.
But I started by believing in them, by when I asked for support or guidance or help me or teach me or I, you know, anything, when I asked and I paid attention that, oh, wow, the answer is coming this way. Or if it's not directly in my ear or I can't see it, it's coming through this person, coming through a newspaper or flyer, you know, telephone call. And I'd be like, oh, they do, you know. So therefore, I really started to attune and trust. And what happens when we trust?
So all of this has led you on to becoming the founder of Spirituality Inside and Out, which is a healing and education practice. Tell us a bit more about that, because I know you've got a website, haven't you, that covers it?
Yes, the website is www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. So yes, this all came through me through divine guidance to have this healing practice, to help to support people, to awaken people. And what I also do through there is that I write daily insights to help people awaken to their true self and to resolve life issues and all of that. It's called Daily Universal Insights, and if anyone's interested, it's free. This is what I channel through my higher self. And you can go into the website, and there's a, you know, a place where you can click and sign on. And if any time you don't like it, you can just, you know, sign off.
Yeah.
So that's it. We have a couple of, yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, are the daily insights you refer to the articles which number 214 that you have listed on your eZine articles page? Are they one and the same?
Yes, they're the same.
Oh, they are. Okay, that's fine. You certainly cover a very vast range of subjects. I might come back to that in a minute. There was one of your daily universal insights that said to be who you want to be, and you were talking in that as to how we can let go and release the past that is haunting us. Now, how do you actually get to the root of the problem? Because possibly some people don't even realize that is the cause of their problems. How do you tackle that?
So if a person is working by themselves, or if a person comes to me?
They could have come to you, yes.
Oh, okay. If they come to me, which ultimately is the same thing, whatever, I guide people can learn and just do it at home, is basically, you know, becoming present, okay, taking several deep breaths, becoming present, bringing ourselves into the present moment out of being anxious, out of the busy mind, right, the chattering mind, and basically talking about the situation, talking about the emotion, and allowing the emotion, the anger, the sadness, to guide us to the root. Okay, sometimes it will happen immediately. Sometimes there's like peeling the onion, Mike, you know?
We go from
the anger, now it's taking us to the sadness. Okay, why is the sadness here? Where does it come from? You know, how can we resolve it? Questions such as this. Then we can clear that, and sometimes we go on, to be honest, layers and layers and layers till we get to the root. And you know most of the time what that is, in my experience? Nobody loves me.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not worth it. I don't deserve it. I didn't get enough love.
Yeah.
I was neglected. You know?
This is the victim problem, is it?
Exactly. How I was as a lupus.
Yeah.
You know, a victim, me, I'm the victim. Everybody's doing it to me, right?
Yes. Yeah. Are you able, in taking people through those stages to find out what their problems are, to touch upon anything they may have brought with them, say, from a previous life?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And it's interesting how some people can, and they just stop at a point, and some people will just go maybe to a childhood, and then all of a sudden they'll boom, and I can see it, you know, I can see that, and I say, did you just go into a past life? And they're like, yeah, what's going on? And I just say, okay, take a deep breath, yes, that's fantastic, your consciousness is taking you to the root of the problem, root of the cause, you know, and from there how I do it is that intuitively I guide them to get learning, to reconnect to their true self, to release and forgive any unfinished business in that lifetime, you know, really becoming clear. And I ask them to surround themselves in the white light, and God is with them and all that, complete, and then come back into this lifetime. I guide them to come back.
Now, I see you're a master hypnotherapist. Is that where that type of work comes in taking people back or releasing what is held inside them?
Yes. Well, I'm going to be very honest with you. I have all these credentials.
You have, as long as my arm, yes.
NLP, timeline therapy, Reiki, pranic, okay?
But, right.
All
lovely,
these,
yeah.
You know what, all these certifications that my ego told me to go get. And
wonderful.
Ultimately, it's all about I'm surrendering. I have no clue if I'm using NLP at any time or not. I'm going to be very frank.
Yeah.
You know, NLP may be working through me, or hypnotherapy may be working through me on some level, and I'm sure it is. All
yes.
inclusive, but the way it works for me is surrender to the divine.
Yes. That's it in a nutshell, isn't it? That's all we need to know. Yes.
Exactly.
It sounds easy, yes. Now, you've written this wonderful book, 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body and Soul, and presumably that covers a lot of the knowledge that you've brought through, which comes up in your articles. Can you tell us something about the book? I mean, how long has it been out now?
It's been about 6 months now.
It has?
Yes.
Right.
And I'm
tell
not
us,
very
tell
good
us,
at promoting it.
Tell our listeners why they ought to buy one.
Okay. I encourage you to buy it because it will help you to awaken yourself to your true self. It will help you to learn about the power within you, that you can be cause and not effect of life. It will help you to awaken to the possibilities of creation, and for you are one with all creation. Therefore, you have all the possibilities to be prosperous, to be loving, to be all that you want, with patience, you know, with perseverance, with commitment. And this is just a guide. It is a guide for you to awaken, basically. So that's why I encourage you. There are meditations, affirmations, and teachings inside this book.
Right, yes. Do you still have a special offer in connection with that? I believe you have a free download or something of that nature, an e-book. Can you qualify that?
Yes, yes. We have some guided meditations and e-books that you can download for free. And again, from www.spiritualityinsideandout.com, and meditation with the music again. I think it's Love Yourself. To be honest, I can't remember right now. You
right.
are love, I think. I think it's called You Are Love. And
okay.
Isn't this all about love? Aren't we all in search of love? Love, 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 love.
I love
we're
that,
all
yeah.
in search of it outside of ourselves. Huh?
What else do we need but love? Now,
yes.
I like the idea of your calling your music conscious music. What is conscious music?
That's just
the
something
new one.
Fun that happened. You know, it's just one music, it's conscious music, and the way it happened was actually the person that was helping me with putting together the guided meditation CDs got creative and made one of the guided meditation CDs into a groove mix. So
yeah.
you can heal yourself and dance with that, and it's a free download. So that's how it happened. It was just a one-time thing, and then we just let it go
right.
for fun.
I mean, it's accepted that sound is a very powerful healing tool. Do you use sound or invite people to use sound as part of the healing process?
Well, no, to be honest, I don't use sound per se, but I like music. Music is healing. You know, dance music is healing. When we move, we're letting go, we're being creative. That's healing. We're getting
right.
out of our mind, you know. For example, when
yes.
we're dancing, we're no longer in our mind. We're into our bodies, and we're releasing.
Yeah. So. Okay. Now, since I last spoke to you, it would appear that you now have your own program on BBS. Tell our listeners about that in case they want to tune in and hear what more you've got to say.
Yes, I'm passionate about this show. It's called Infinite Love Radio, and it's at 4 o'clock on BBS on Friday. Today at 4, after this, I'm going to have my own show.
All
also,
right, yes. Yeah.
Right, I get an hour break and then I have my own show. And so also rebroadcast at www.webtalkradio.net the following week, the same show that I'm having today. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to serve people in this way. Mike, I had no idea that I'm going to be a radio host ever.
Nor did I, to be quite honest.
What? Neither did you?
No. I was invited by Donald to take up a slot. And I've always tended to accept offers like that because I always think if someone thinks I'm worth it, I think I'm worth it myself. So there you are. I like it, actually.
Right, right.
I quite enjoy it.
Yes, I really like it. I really love it. It's a passion of mine. And this, the way this came to me is because I had no clue, right? So the signs kept coming to me from the universe in different ways. And I was actually talking to my colleague. I was like, I think this is a sign from the universe. You know, magazines, offerings, this, that. Learn how to be a radio host, do this, do that. And I was like, wow, where did this come from? So once, you know, I sat down and I meditated and it came to me, yes, have your own radio show. Okay, what should I call it? Infinite Love Radio. What is it about? Okay, to help awaken people into their true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out.
Is your program more of one that invites people to call in so that you can discuss their problems?
You know, not yet.
Not yet. No.
Not yet.
Okay.
It will be. But not yet.
Right, so it's fine.
It's like your show.
Yeah. Well, I generally think that whilst call-ins are nice, if you've got a very interesting person on the program, I'd prefer to devote my time to hearing what they've got to say. But I suppose it depends what line of business you're in, as they might say.
Yes, I agree. So.
Right. Now, you've got a lot of CDs that you put out. I believe I'm correct in saying that one is a guided meditation. What is on the other CDs?
Oh, they're all guided meditations. But
they all are. Oh, I see.
Yes.
Right.
But they're all different titles.
Yes.
Such as Healing with Love, Forgiveness, Higher Wisdom Self, I Am That I Am, What is Life, Your Inner Child, Let Go, Awaken to Your True Self, Releasing Fear and Anger, and Procrastination to Motivation.
Yeah. Are they meditations that take people through it purely by talking to them, or is there sort of music in the background? Is that used as well?
Yes, it has music in the background, and it's guided in such a way that it will take a person, for example, to loving themselves, appreciating themselves, you know, for love, for forgiveness, taking to a place where they can forgive themselves and others.
Have you made those yourself, or does somebody else talk on them?
No, me, self-channel.
It is you, yeah?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, I had no clue what I'm going to be saying, what the topic is. I went into the studio, I surrendered again, and it was, you know, I just spoke it. I just came through me, so...
How good are you at remembering all the different daily insights that you put out? Because I wanted to ask you about one of them that you called Karma Clearing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What is your view about that?
I thought you were going to ask me that.
You're glad, aren't you? Yeah.
No. You know what? Because I write so many. And present moment, it can come through... In that present moment, in that way, you know, express that way. But let's see, what is your question?
Well, you've got one called Karma Clearing. Now, I assume that what you have discovered with some people is that their problems that are holding them back are to do with their karma. Maybe in this lifetime could be a previous one. So you evidently have an article where you're helping people to clear their karma, and I just wondered what your way of approaching it is.
Yes. Well, I don't exactly remember what I wrote there, but karma clearing, it is taking responsibility. For example, if I'm continuously an angry person, an unforgiving person, continuously, that's a sign That is your learning. That's why your soul, my soul, came here to learn, to forgive. You know, if I'm constantly attracting people that I believe they hurt me or do me wrong and I'm a victim, and I don't want to forgive, I don't want to release, that's my karma, forgive, self-judgment, you know. Each one of us knows, we all know what it is that we're not giving up. We know over and over what it is, or especially with who it is, that it just doesn't get resolved. So my thing is, let me ask myself, how am I causing this? When I take responsibility on how I'm causing this, I'm clearing my karma.
Yes. Now, you talk about also in another article about being judgment free, and I would imagine that also is a very important thing for us to learn. Would you like to comment on that?
Yes. Can you imagine the world without any judgments of oneself and others? Can you imagine what would happen?
Lovely.
Yeah. Why is the world the way it is? Because we're all judging each other. We're judging ourselves. We're not being present to what is. When we're present, there is no more judgment to anything. Judgment comes from past and future. In the present moment, there is no judgment. There's only the oneness. It just is. And that happens, that takes place when we take responsibility and catch our thoughts. When the mind tattle starts and I start judging myself, I catch myself. You know, I'm training myself to catch myself. When I notice if I'm judging someone else, oh, Michelle, snap out of it. Get into present moment. What does the present moment say? She or he is just the same as you. You are one. The presence of God and the divine.
Yes.
Just the mind, you know?
Right. You have another article which is called Who Do You Think You Are? Now, who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
Well, let's put the question to you and turn the tables here a bit. What do you think you are?
I know that I am a beautiful emanation of God and the divine. I am a child of the bountiful beauty and expanded light of God. You know, this is what I'm learning about my true self, that my ego self was telling me otherwise. That's what that article is.
That's great. Yes, I go along with that entirely. What about the law of magnetic attraction? What have you got to say about that one?
Wow, law of magnetic attraction. What are we continuously thinking about ourselves and life that we're continuously attracting into our life? What is it? Is it I'm not good enough and somebody comes and starts bashing us? Is it that I can't make money and, okay, you can't make money? What are you going to attract to yourself? More opportunities not to make money. You know, or I'm in a miserable relationship and the feeling that I have towards it, the way I'm perceiving myself and others, and what happens to that relationship. You know, for example, a husband goes out to work, comes back in the afternoon, what am I going to attract to myself when all day long I'm having negative thoughts about that, about my husband, you know?
Yes.
So, let's all feel good about ourselves. How? By taking responsibility, watch our thoughts, be mindful. You know, I don't want to preach. I'm in this practice and this being myself also, but where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes. So I'll also ask you a question that you presented to readers of one of your articles, asking, how can we preserve our sense of the truth in our own souls in the midst of chaos? And the overwhelming thought to be who we want to be. Times are pretty chaotic in some ways, so how do we hold on to our sense of truth when we've got all this going on around us?
Take time out. Take several deep breaths. Sit in silence. Just be. Observe. Our thoughts, we are not our thoughts, observe our thoughts, connect to our body, be present, go out for a walk, you know, the chaos is the chaos, okay? How can we be responsible? My true self knows how I can be responsible, how I can take responsibility. You know, chaos is chaos. Challenges are challenges. I've had plenty, and I'm a single mother of two. I have my own challenges. Times come up where it's chaotic. I deal with it, and I go, and I take my time to collect myself.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you're wonderfully cheerful and happy in what you're doing. That comes through very strongly. Does prayer have a place in your thoughts?
Prayer. Every day is a prayer. Actually, I start my radio show with a prayer every single week. Prayer. I pray in my meditation classes. I have once a week I have prayer, meditation classes. I pray with every client. We start to pray in and pray out. Pray in the session and pray out to move on in life. You know, I pray every single day, several times a day. What is prayer?
Yes.
It's just being one with all that there is. Being one with love.
Is it really getting to the point where your life actually becomes a prayer itself, that all of your thoughts and your actions are, in effect, a continuous prayer?
So beautifully said. Did you read my mind?
Right.
That's what I was thinking. Absolutely yes.
Yes.
That's so beautifully said. I mean, my heart just awakened when you said that.
All right.
Yes. Continuous prayer with the oneness. I am one with all that there is. How can I serve you? How can I serve you, Divine? I'm here to serve you. This is my continuous prayer.
Yeah.
Thank you for showing me. Just guide me to be a good person. You know, to be wise, to speak the truth, to be the truth, continuously, yes.
Yeah, beautiful thoughts. Where does your Reiki and pranic healing come in?
Okay. Pranic healing and Reiki, okay, I'm certified, I know these things, but then again, I'm an intuitive, okay? I'm an intuitive energy healer and spiritual healer. So when a time comes to me, I surrender. I don't specifically, I'm being honest, I don't specifically use pranic in one session or Reiki or both. Because through intuition, universal, I don't even know what I'm saying, okay? Universal free modalities can flow through the hand, for example, you know?
Yeah.
This is what happens to me. I just surrender and I stand next to or above the person and just say to God, you know, help me be a clear channel and let the healing take place, you know.
Yes.
God, just do the healing. And I can see that my arms start moving around, my hands go places, and I just trust that healing is being done. You know, so I don't per se use Reiki or pranic because those are specific modalities, but the universe has multitude, unlimited ways of hearing.
Right. Can people feel your healing energies coming through without you actually laying on of hands?
Yes, well, I don't touch a person. You know, my
hands are
several inches away. So what I've heard is sensations, heat, cold, tingling, that type of stuff.
You feel that what coming through your hands,
people
you mean?
People have told me that this is how they felt.
Oh, I see, you're saying,
Yeah, I actually feel heat coming through my hands or, you know, sensations in my palms when I'm doing that.
Yeah, I'm interested in that because I do healing myself and I wondered if your experiences were similar to mine. And something I find that happens, not with everyone, but I can run my hands around a person's body a few inches above the surface, and I can actually feel where there is a condition where the energies are not flowing properly. Do you get any feedback yourself when you're doing things of that nature?
Definitely. That's your intuition. Definitely. And are you a licensed or a certified healer of any kind?
No. I practice healing with a group over many years. We were affiliated to the Spiritualist Society of Great Britain, so So we were recognised as a bona fide healing group. But that's it, yes, in a nutshell.
Beautiful, Mike. You know why I'm asking this question, actually? It's because this innate healing is the power within, and everybody has it.
Yeah.
You know, license or certification, God has certified all of us with this innate attribute and healing power. So every single person has it. Do you agree?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It requires practice. I think the only problem that might arise, and I think this is because of people's karmic responsibilities, is that obviously, no matter how good you are, no matter how strong your willpower or your intent, you can't make someone better if they've elected to go through a certain experience. And maybe that puts people off and they lose their faith in healing.
So beautifully said. So well done. Yes. Because that's what we want. That's what we want. And the lesson here is that we don't really know what's best for that person.
No,
maybe one
no.
is supposed to be healed in 3 days, maybe the other person in 3 years has more learning. This is what their soul has chosen. But where I'm coming from is I am just here to serve. Now, how? Okay, God knows best.
Yeah.
God knows best. This is where I've come to really, really realize on the deepest level
yeah.
of my being now.
In England, some years back, there was a very successful healer called Harry Edwards, and he used to perform from the stage, and people with mainly disabilities used to come up, and he often was able to give them instant healing, the type of thing where somebody, say, was using a crutch because they had something wrong with their legs, and they could literally throw the crutch away after he did healing, and they appeared to be permanently healed. So, but he couldn't heal everyone. That's the point I'm coming to. Some people were disappointed, and skeptics, of course, would pick on that and say, well, there you are, they can't really heal, but they're overlooking these facts. Now, Michelle, we are coming, believe it or not, to the last few minutes of my program. So what I want to do is I want to announce next week's guest. I want to give you a minute or two, whether you've got any last message for our listeners or anything you want to add about your website. So, I mean, you might confirm your website again in case somebody didn't get to write it down, but you've got about a minute or two to tell us.
Okay, real quick. My website is www.spiritualityinsideandout.com, and the radio show Fridays and at Los Angeles time is at 4 o'clock, and that's www.infiniteloveradio.com. I love you. You're all beautiful. You are worthy and deserving of loving yourself and living a beautifully fulfilled life. God bless you all.
That's brilliant. I love having you on the show. You're a very good speaker, and I think we feel your happiness, your cheerfulness coming over in what you're saying, so that's wonderful. Thank you very much for coming on, Michelle. I wish you all the best with your new book. Thank you for being with me. I'll see if I can get round to listening to your show. Trouble is, it's in the early hours of the morning here. Anyway.
Thank you for having me on. God bless you.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Right, for my listeners, let me tell you quickly that my guest next week is a Scottish medium who is called Jock Brockus. He's got a book called Powers of the Sixth Sense, which should have been launched earlier this year, and he's hoping it will cause many people to rethink their lives. So I will be circulating a little bit more information to the subscribers. So that is who I will have, Jock Brockus. So I hope you'll be with me. Thank you for being with us today. And I would say, like Michelle, God bless you all. Thank you.